We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. Hope your day is off and running. Running in the right direction as well. Veterans Day is Monday. There are events all weekend long. So today, that's going to be our focus. The parade. The Veterans Day parade is Saturday in downtown Milwaukee. Weekend events at the Harley-Davidson Museum. We're going to get insight as to what's happening there. But first, William Cummings from Generac will join us. Generac is the presenting sponsor for Saturday's annual Veterans Day Parade in downtown Milwaukee. And then later in the show, Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum will be in studio to talk to us about the weekend events there, give us an update on future events happening the rest of the year. Then we're going to talk about kind of the future of retail and merchandising at Harley-Davidson. I always had this big warehouse sale at the end of the year, and I'm fascinated by kind of the intersection of merchandise, retail, and how it plays into selling motorcycles. It's almost, you know, it's almost a separate business unit, but at the same time, they're so tied together, and it just obviously a legacy brand with so many local and global connection. So be interesting to talk to Tim and get his insights and hear all the wonderful things that are happening at the Harley-Davidson Museum this weekend. Speaking of events, just quickly, last night, the West Town Association annual meeting, I had the honor to co-chair that meeting with Stacy Cleese, the executive director at West Town. Interviewed Bob Howe from Fiserv. He's the chief financial officer. Some really good insights as to the future of the downtown workforce and fintech. In the coming weeks, Bob's going to join us here on The Upswing to give us his insights as to how that transition has been for the team at Fiserv. Gave away some awards last night. The Deb Usinger Legacy Award that's given each and every year to someone that has lasting impact in downtown Milwaukee. Joan Johnson, who is the executive director at the Milwaukee Public Library Foundation, won that award. Joan, always doing amazing work all around the city. If you haven't been to the downtown library lately, highly recommend you go. It's a true, true jewel in our community. All right, it's Friday. We're going to do what we do every day. We're going to go two up.
Now it's time for the 2 up on The Upswing.
First up, a quarter of a percentage cut. The Federal Reserve yesterday cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point, as expected, even as the week's presidential election result raises a little bit of uncertainty over the future path for borrowing costs. The central bank lowered the benchmark rate to a target range of 4.5% to 4.75%, just the second cut in 4 years. Before the election, the Fed, they were expected to lower borrowing costs again at its December meeting amid continued signs of kind of cooling inflation and a softer job market. So we'll keep an eye on that for sure. But the prospect of some new tax and new tariff policies, however, are likely to shift the bank's economic outlook. Trump's election, without a doubt, kind of thrusts Fed Chair Jerome Powell back into a familiar but maybe a bit of a awkward spotlight. So that relationship will be interesting to keep an eye on moving forward. All right, let's go to community for item number two. Herb Cole's legacy continues to grow. If you have a challenge, or maybe better yet, an opportunity in your hometown, we all do, and you want some cash to help tackle that, the Hometown Grant Committee at Herb Cole Philanthropies is now reviewing applications for grants up to $5,000. This grant program through Herb Cole Philanthropies, it aims to make communities stronger by providing general support in the form of a grant to local people, just like you and me, inclusive organizations, and innovative ideas that are striving to solve rather than serve a need. So, for example, if you're a teacher and you're growing the school's farm and agricultural courses, and you need some resources, this is for you. If you have you're part of a community health clinic, you need some additional resources to help with patients, this is for you. If you have a need at a local community center and you need some more like equipment, this is for you. All the application questions are at HerbColePhilanthropies.org. You can invest in people. You can engage with the people it serves. You strengthen community connections. You fill out the forms. And hopefully, you raise some money for your community. Herb Cole's legacy continues to shine down upon us. That's what it's all about, community and commerce. When we come back, the theme for the Veterans Day parade this year is honor. And the sponsor is Generac, and I'm honored to be joined by William Cummings, who is the Vice President of Cybersecurity and the executive sponsor of Generac's Military Business Employee Resource Group. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Happy Friday. I'm Jeff Sherman. The theme for the Veterans Day Parade this year, which is tomorrow in downtown Milwaukee, is honor. Veterans are proud of their military service, without a doubt. We all are in defending our nation. Honor reflects the military value and tradition of answering the call to duty. The parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Milwaukee. Steps off right near the Milwaukee Hilton. Goes east down Wisconsin Avenue, over the river, and then north along Water Street to about Juneau Avenue. William Cummings is the Vice President of Cybersecurity and the executive sponsor of Generac's Military Business Employee Resources Group. William joins us on the phone today from Generac's corporate headquarters in Waukesha. William, I appreciate your time.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So before we get to the parade and the impact and all that Generac is doing for veterans, I want to just discuss cybersecurity a little bit, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what, obviously, election cycle, presidential transition coming, does that all pose a larger threat for us and corporations in the cyber world?
Yeah, it does. I think for all of us outside of corporate world, just in general, right? I think if you look at the amount of connected devices on the internet,
yeah,
you know, how we consume news cycles, it's ripe for misinformation and disinformation that comes in through other, you know, nation states such as, you know, Russia or China, who are interested in undermining our elections and mm-hmm. disrupting our processes. So yeah, I think there is an heightened level of security risk.
Yeah. Are there certain things that you're, you know, steps that you're taking within Generac to make sure that every account is safe?
Well, it's like conversations like this, you know, we can't get out, you know, in front of our employees enough to educate them around yeah. cybersecurity risks and actions that they can take. And that's really where it comes down to is the individual. And if we do a really good job of educating people on risk and giving them some pointers in terms of, you know, navigating through that, I think we all end up in a better place.
Yeah, constant education and kind of knowing where to find those red flags, even the emails that come through. You know, you got to be safe and secure in terms of what you click on. So having that education at the corporate level, I think, is really important. And companies obviously do a really good job of engaging employees around that and constantly reminding. So from a homeowner perspective. I don't know, it's probably 2-3 months ago I helped my parents install their Generac generator out at their home, obviously Wi-Fi enabled. How do consumers protect themselves when they're connecting so many different devices, including, you know, the ones that you guys make each and every day?
Yeah, so first off, thanks for the, you know, the partnership and the trust, you know, with Generac and providing backup power needs to your parents. So that's, you know, that does not go unnoticed. And then in terms of any connected device, not just our generators, you mm-hmm. know, there's manufacturer specific guidelines that I would urge all consumers to understand what those guidelines are and to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in general, you know, securing your home network through modern day encryption that comes delivered with a lot of, you know, the network technology today is implementing that, doing it the right way, using strong passwords.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, I would urge people too to think about the passwords that they're using. And, you know, one of the things that we have available to us for free today, if you have a smartphone, is there's password manager applications that ultimately will generate a password and then store it for you securely, so that the propensity to, you know, use the same password across multiple platforms, it helps kind of mitigate that risk. And then using multi-factor authentication wherever you're logging into anything these days, that's always a good idea. And then because these devices are connected to the internet, keeping them up to date with firmware and software updates is highly recommended as well.
Yeah, those are all great, great suggestions. I've been really impressed with the password manager on the new Apple operating system. It works really well, and at least for me as a consumer on many different levels, it's helped manage my password life in a better way, and even alerted me a couple times like, whoa, I'm using the same word on this platform, and I shouldn't be using it on that platform. So it's always good to have a good password manager in your pocket. William Cummings is the Vice President of Cybersecurity and the executive sponsor of Generac's Military Business Employee Resources Group. William, when we come back, we're going to talk about Generac's commitment to tomorrow's Veterans Day Parade in downtown Milwaukee. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We do have a reporter on the scene at City Hall in downtown Milwaukee. There's a hazardous situation happening. We'll have an update in the bottom of the hour news for you. For now, William Cummings is the Vice President of Cybersecurity, executive sponsor of Generac's Military Berg. William, again, thanks for taking time this morning. In terms of this, like, kind of level set around Generac, give people size, location. For those that don't know, obviously it's been a really good year in the generator space. Probably not a great year then because of hurricanes and national disasters, but your company's been able to really dive in and help people.
Oh, it's a wonderful, you know, the organization. So Generac, right, we've been in Wisconsin for 65 years. We employ over 5,000 people across the state. It's a global company that's headquartered out of Waukesha, and we do quite a bit in the veterans community, including hiring, you know, a number of veterans. Our employee resource group, our veterans employee resource group, we have hundreds of volunteers, and some of those volunteers actually go into the communities during these disasters that you're referring to, and actually help customers or people in need bring their, you know, their backup power to light and help them out. So it's a wonderful company that's been in the community for a number of decades now.
And what is the day-to-day kind of sponsorship for Saturday look like for you in your team in terms of involvement?
Yeah, we're excited. So this is the second year that Generac is the primary sponsor of the parade. So we've been volunteering in the parade for a number of years, but in terms of our sponsorship, we're now the presenting sponsorship over the last couple of years. And so we're helping consolidate volunteers ultimately. And so one of the things that our Berg is doing is working with other Milwaukee area businesses that also have veteran volunteer groups, and we're all coming together to march in the parade as a collective unit.
Okay.
And so typically that puts us right behind the dancing grannies. So we're
all right.
We're,
that's good. That's a good position to be in.
Yeah, yeah. So we're excited. We've been doing this for a number of years. Looks like the weather's going to be great tomorrow. So hopefully we can attract some more people to come out and participate as well.
Yeah, it's really good to see the Veterans Day Parade come back in the last couple of years. The crowds continue to grow. And obviously, you know, weather has an impact. You know, more families come out, more people come downtown. So obviously the corporate support is so important to these events. How does this kind of dovetail with your veterans hiring initiatives and programs that are targeted to veterans at Generac?
Yeah, it dovetails really well, right? So it's raising awareness in the community, right? We not only sponsor this parade, but we're also sponsors during Summerfest, where we have Military and First Responders Appreciation Day. And so that's another awareness campaign that we participate in. And then ultimately supporting local non-for-profits who are also supporting veterans. And again, right, it's working within the community, identifying where there's talent from a veteran standpoint, and then bringing them on board as needed to both support them and our overall goals and mission.
Very good. All right. So other things just from a consumer standpoint in terms of generators that we should look at as the winter season comes at us fast and furiously here.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we see is just keeping up the maintenance, right? So, you know, I was on a call earlier today with our CEO who brought up a great point. You know, it's probably not the right time to change the oil in your generator. If, you know, when you're waiting for disaster to strike, right, you want to keep up with routine maintenance like you do your car, right? This is a This is an engine and a motor.
Yeah.
And so we just want to make sure that, you know, the test cycles are up to date. You know, you have the oil changed, the air filter changed as well, and that, you know, you're treating it like any other mechanical equipment.
All right. Very good. William Cummings, Vice President of Cybersecurity, Executive Sponsor of Generac's Military Berg. The Veterans Day Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Milwaukee. Appreciate your time and support this morning, William.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Big Veterans Day events happening all weekend long across the area. You've been to the Harley-Davidson Museum recently. I love you kind of that military gallery area. General Blackjack Pershing enlisted Harley-Davidson motorcycles in that series of skirmishes along the U.S. and Mexican border. World War II time, but Harley-Davidson built more than 70,000 military vehicles for the U.S. military and its allies, including the U.K., Canada, and Russia. And that famed Harley WLA that's in the museum now, it's often referred to as the bike that won the war, right?
Indeed, indeed.
What was the price of that 1942 vehicle? I'm joined by Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum in studio today. What was that vehicle? What was the price in 1942?
It was amazing for those returning GIs. There was a lot of surplus vehicles available at that point. And I don't quote me on this, but I think it was like $200-$250 those returning GIs could buy one of those bikes. And it really helped propel the customization effort for Harley-Davidson.
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks maybe didn't want that pea green, that army green job.
Yeah.
So you started seeing them really wrenching on them, different paint jobs, different expressions of that individuality. But amazing how little they were going for and how many of those you can still see on the road today.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't born around in 1942, but you look at that was a commitment to branding in fashion back then. Obviously, the commitment to the military, but you look now, some of those 1942 WLAs are going for almost $20,000.
I can't believe
that. So, from an investment opportunity, too, you're like, whoa, all right, I should have
hung on to my head. Yeah.
All right. Obviously, Harley Davidson, near and dear to our hearts here, but what don't non-Harley riders understand about the brand? I mean, you've been at the museum now almost 10 years. So if you're not a rider, you didn't grow up in Milwaukee, and you maybe just hear the Harley name, what don't people understand about Harley-Davidson?
Number one, how much it reflects a true American success story. The founders were working out of a shed, as you said, on the near west side of Milwaukee here. Yeah. Little 10-by-15-foot thing when they were busting out their first bikes. Ups and downs throughout depressions, throughout world wars. And amazing that we were able to hang on to all those bikes very early on. The founders started pulling one right off of the assembly line. So we have a great, rich, original source of material that we're able to show off.
Yeah.
But for riding the bikes themselves, I venture to say there's no better way to get around. Putting aside that fact, just how many different people are attracted to motorcycling? How many people are attracted to Harley-Davidson because of that legendary story? We've got a current exhibit, Mama Tried, which focuses on the great motorcycle show that takes over the rave every February here.
Yeah.
We've got one bike from Jay Shia, a female builder out of Boston, Massachusetts, who was inspired by White Swan to build this bike, and you can see elements of that in the bike. And then our buddy Freddie Franklin from right here in Milwaukee has another bike in that exhibit that was based on the Blackula films that he grew up watching. So it's just all those different walks of life that really get attracted to Harley Davidson and really get attracted to that self-expression.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the museum, obviously, you know, part of what you do each and every day is book business there.
Right.
I mean, so how has 2024 been with the RNC and other events? And what does it look like for 2025?
It was a banner year for our private events run by our good friends at 1903 Events. All those big conferences that Visit Milwaukee is working their keister off to bring to town. If you're coming to Milwaukee, I would imagine one of the top destinations you want to visit and experience is the Harley-Davidson Museum. Getting a little too insider baseball here, but there was a Connect Marketplace that came through in August. You might have been familiar with that. Meeting planners from all over the country, maybe even all over the world, descended on Milwaukee. And we had the opening gala at our museum on campus. 500-some drones were lighting up our night sky to tell a great story. Just amazing what we can do with so many different events, event spaces, anywhere from 5 to 5,000, 50,000 people you can bring onto our campus. The next year, 2025, looking great. We're hoping for more of the same. But I'm sure if you reach out to our friends at 1903 Events, they'll find space for you. They'll find time for you.
Very good. Tim McCormick is the Museum Communications Project Manager for Harley-Davidson Motor Company. When we come back, we'll get an update on all the Veterans Day events that are happening at the museum this weekend. This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Harley-Davidson's commitment to veterans continues this weekend at the Harley-Davidson Museum. The museum offers all active duty military and veterans and their families free admission this weekend. A lot of events happening all weekend long. So Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us this morning. So Tim, give us a rundown of all the events happening at your museum this weekend.
Yeah, so Veterans Day lands on Monday, 11/11. First and foremost, thanks to everybody who's served on those front line of freedoms, of freedom. America is the land of the free because of those brave. So all weekend long at the Harley-Davidson Museum, like you said, active duty military, veteran, and most importantly, their families. I think it's important to hit on that because it's going to be a great experience for all those folks. They get free admission on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on Veterans Day proper. And then our friends at Motor Bar and Restaurant, great lunches, great dinners. They've got a great fish fry taking place tonight as well. They'll be offering those same folks a free meal, active duty and veterans, a free meal on Monday on Veterans Day with the purchase of a beverage. And then for those of you tuning into the live stream, we've got some great military-inspired clothing.
I'm eyeing up Tim's coat right now. I know if I bought it, my 17-year-old son would steal it from me immediately. But it is really sweet.
So if you pop into the shop, active duty and veterans on Monday, you can take 10% off of your entire purchase there. All year round, we try to show some love, but especially during this Veterans Day weekend.
Very good. And obviously not at the museum, but factory tours continue this weekend too, right?
Just announced, we just had those return not too long ago after taking quite a long hiatus due to the pandemic. But those have returned, and I've got some late breaking news. We're now offering the Walk the Line tour and the Engines 101 class 5 days a week. Visit our website to learn more about that. Booking advance registration, that sort of thing. It's just been incredible to see the reaction, not only of the folks that are now able to walk the line, see how that engine is manufactured out in Menominee Falls, but what a rise our employees get seeing those customers, seeing those guests come along, and really kind of rooting them on for what the job they do.
Yeah. Well, when we come back for the final segment, I want to talk about the Harley-Davidson annual, the factory outlet sale that happens. Yes, and we'll talk maybe about the Breakfast with Santa event, too, because you know, those two come together.
Yes.
But I'm fascinated by the retail and merchandising approach at Harley. And whether, I don't know, I said as we were talking over the break, like, our kids both have Harley hoodies.
Yes.
And mom and dad didn't say, hey, we're from Milwaukee, you must buy that. They found them through their friends.
Through their own channels,
and are proud to wear the designs because it's cool.
Yes.
And I just want to know, you know, down the road then, does that entice them to buy a bike?
Right. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt.
Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, getting you ready for Veterans Day weekend this weekend at the Harley-Davidson Museum. And a reminder that tomorrow, the annual Veterans Day Parade steps off at 11 a.m. right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, right outside the Hilton Milwaukee City Center on Wisconsin Avenue. One of the big signature events at the Harley-Davidson Museum, right after Christmas, right after the holiday time, is the HD Factory Outlet Sale. Always a great time to find some bargains and kind of hit on some trends in terms of what's happening in merchandising. So Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us in studio. What are some of the trends you're seeing fashion-wise? Because they just change by the minute,
right? We've been very lucky at the museum, and especially with the motor company, partnering with a lot of those fashionistas, I guess, are on the front lines there. Recently announced another partnership with Jason Momoa. We've done work with Post Malone. It's a lot of forward-looking thinking from our friends in fashion, much smarter than I am. But also, you see some of the vintage and resale markets for Harley-Davidson, and this stuff just never goes out of style. It's amazing what a trucker's hat might fetch on eBay or something like that. And it's been that way with Harley-Davidson fashion since we started putting out product.
Yeah, and the logos pretty much stayed the same. There's different applications,
Which
is kind of what a sports team does, alternate jerseys, and Harley does the same thing.
Exactly,
with the colors,
We take a lot of inspiration at the museum shop from our archives, like clothing that or racing equipment or gear that might have been used back in the day. We issue reproductions of that kind of stuff. As you know, once it goes out of fashion, it comes back in just a few years later. We've got a great tank wall at the Harley-Davidson Museum that shows all the different representations of styles that have taken place throughout the year on the motorbikes. And we've taken a lot of those designs and brought them into the product, into the shop. So it's a lot of fun.
So what are some of the best-selling items? And maybe why? Like, is it T-shirts? Is it hoodies? Flying off the shelves now?
It'll be nice, like, if you get a cooler bike night. We have free live music every Thursday at the Harley-Davidson Museum. If you get a cooler night, our shop folks are always kind of excited because the people will be popping in and getting a hoodie or a sweatshirt or something like that. But the T-shirts are just iconic. Always a great seller. They do a really good job of, again, incorporating new designs, new partners, new vendors, that sort of thing. Even if you don't ride yourself, you've got somebody in your life that does, and they want a T-shirt from the world's only Harley-Davidson museum.
Well, and to that point, how do you continue to make that connection with the data that, hey, if you're buying the merchandise and you're wearing the brand, does that translate into more vehicles sold?
I think our mission at the Harley-Davidson Museum is to bring you one step closer to the brand. And we have more non-riders visit than riders.
Yeah.
So giving them a little bit of background on the company, on the history, hopefully, they bring a little something home more than memories from the shop. But as we were talking, it's just really cool designs, really great fashion that we've seen throughout the years, and you're proud to wear it. You're proud to have it on your back.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Civic pride. That's what we like to
crush
it here on the Upswing,
here,
for sure. So what else is coming up in December? I think that the Shaka Smart Marquette show is, what, Thursday
nights? Thursday night, select Thursday nights.
Okay.
We're going to have the first one kicking off December 5th.
Okay.
Always a great time to get up close with the coach, with the players. There's always a player. We do have a Papa Shot game in the can room adjacent to Motor Bar and Restaurant, which is where the Shaka Smart radio show takes place. So you can challenge those players and see if maybe you could take them.
Good. All right. And that's right at the Motor Restaurant.
It is. Yeah. Okay. So Check the schedule at Motor Restaurant. We'll have select Thursdays, obviously, depending on the team's travel and that sort of thing.
Right.
But all the way up until March Madness, you can get your chance to get up close with Shaka.
Very good. And then throughout December, a bunch of Breakfast with Santa events. Bring the kids.
We secured a visit from the man in the big red suit. December 1st, 8th, and 15th. That is a ticketed experience. We'll have that take place up in Rumble, which if you've been on campus, is just above Motor Bar and Restaurant. We've got an excellent brunch. We've got letter writing to Santa. We've got kids' activities like cookie decoration. I think they're going to have some holiday movies being played there as well. So we've got you covered for those December 1st, 8th, and 15th for some holiday festivities, and probably one of the best photo ops you can get with Santa on a Harley with your kids.
That Harley roar with Santa Claus at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Nothing better, nothing better. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Hope you're full all weekend long.
Excellent. Happy Friday. Thank you.
Indeed. All right. But now, business headlines.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
Molson Coors Beverage Company takes a majority share in an energy drink company co-founded by Hollywood star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The move is part of the brewery's plans to expand its beverage portfolio beyond its beer roots. A federal judge dismisses a securities class action lawsuit against the Coles Corporation. The decision by U.S. District Court Judge Lynn Edelman indicated that the plaintiff did not provide enough evidence to support claims that the company deceived investors. Milwaukee County officials unanimously approve supporting a proposed $133.4 million project to save the Mitchell Park domes. The county board has not allocated funding for the project, but signaled it is open to doing so in future budget cycles. I'm Linda Spice for MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on 620 WTMJ.